Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Tanvi. Good evening all, and on behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, it is a pleasure having you all on Supreme Industries Q4 Results Conference Call. As usual, we have the senior leadership of the company on the call and I would hand over the floor to them to take you all to the Q4 results. Thank you and over to you, gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone. I am S.J. Taparia, Executive Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. Every time you interact with Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the company, but today he is a little unwell and advised rest. Hence, myself, along with my colleagues, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited standalone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2022. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will give brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 128,607 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,519 crores during the fourth quarter of the current year, against sales of 111,238 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,049 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 16% and 23% respectively. The company sold 393,908 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 7,625 crores during the year under review, against sales of 409,109 metric tons and net product turnover of rupees 6,177 crores in the previous year, resulting in volume degrowth of about 4% and product value growth of about 23% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 2,566 crores and rupees 461 crores as compared to rupees 2,091 crores and rupees 580 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase in consolidated income about 23% and decrease in operating profit about 21%. The consolidated income and operating profit during the year under review amounted to rupees 7,793 crores and rupees 1,446 crores as compared to rupees 6,372 crores and 1,430 crores for the previous year, recording increase in consolidated income and operating profit about 22% and 1% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the fourth quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 409 crores and rupees 324 crores as compared to rupees 528 crores and rupees 450 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting decrease in profit before tax and profit after tax about 23% and 28% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax during the year under review amounted to rupees 1,232 crores and rupees 968 crores as compared to rupees 1,212 crores and rupees 978 crores for the previous year, recording increase of about 2% in profit before tax and decrease of about 1% in profit after tax. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the year ended 31st March 2022 as compared to the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business degrew by 7% in volume and grew by 23% in value terms. Packaging product segment business degrew by 1% in volume and grew by 17% in value terms. Industrial product segment business grew by 16% in volume and 35% in value terms. Consumer product segment business degrew by 6% in volume and grew by 14% in value terms. The overall turnover of value-added products increased to ₹2,911 crores as compared to ₹2,480 crores in the previous year, achieving growth of 17%. The company has cash surplus funds of ₹518 crores as on 31st March 2022, as against cash surplus fund of ₹759 crores as on 31st March 2021. Considering optimistic business growth potential, the company has incurred capital expenditure of ₹259 crores during the year under review. The entire capex has been incurred towards ramping up the capacities in plastic piping system, introduction of new products in various business segments, automation and replacing some old production equipment with new technology machines. Company has also incurred capex for increasing captive generation capacity of solar energy apart from balancing equipment at various locations. The entire capex has been funded through internal accruals only. The company has plans to commit capex of about ₹700 crores, including carry-forward commitment of ₹280 crores at the beginning of the year. The committed proposed capex is primarily for to complete and put into operation the ongoing project work at Assam to manufacture PVC pipes and roto and blow molded products, putting a plastic product complex near Cuttack in Odisha and near Erode in Tamil Nadu, where work is going on in full swing. First phase of both the sites likely to go into production by August-September 2022. To double the capacity of composite LPG cylinders to 1 million pieces per annum at existing site at Halol, Gujarat. Establishing additional capacity to manufacture olefin fittings and to put PEX piping system at Jharsuguda. Expanding capacities and product range of its bath fitting products at Puducherry. Adding varieties of new injection molded fitting products in its plastic piping products. To add new models of injection molded furniture, crates and pallets in the company's range of furniture and material handling products. To increase capacities of industrial component molding at various locations in view of increased business opportunities. To add necessary equipment at its protective packaging and performance packaging division, to install rooftop solar energy generation plants at various locations, to install balancing equipment at various locations. The entire capex and increased working capital requirement shall be funded from internal accruals of the company. Business outlook. The year began on a gloomy note with the second wave of COVID, which affected the economy in general and the rural economy in particular in a very severe way. The first quarter of the year, which normally remains most business friendly for the company, considering its product profile, witnessed quite a weak demand for most of the product segments of the company. Polymer prices also witnessed relentless upward march, which continued up to middle of November 2021. Subsequently, prices fell quite steeply, especially in PVC resin, which virtually destroyed the demand of plastic pipe systems, albeit temporarily. Even in such extreme adverse circumstances, company maintained a positive outlook for its growth plans. It persisted with its large investment plan with full confidence that business will be quite promising in the year 22-23 and beyond. The company continues its objective to aggressively grow plastic pipe system business, where the company is a leader in the segment as it has the largest portfolio of products, which is being continuously expanded to offer more systems as required by the market it caters to. The government at the center and states have put the priority focus on Jal Jeevan Mission, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, sanitation, affordable housing, and many more such initiatives which all would boost demand for plastic piping products. The company is implementing brownfield expansion, launching new application systems, and continues to enlarge its product basket from three new manufacturing sites where work is going on in this will give required impetus to the division to grow faster and recap the lost business opportunities due to pandemic in last 2 years. The business of cross-laminated film products was impacted the most due to one of its product, tarpaulin, being seasonal in nature with peak season between April to June. Business also got impacted by fierce competition from look-alike products as well as higher polymer prices which could not be passed on to the product in appropriate manner. The thrust in the current year will be on promoting non-tarpaulin products, finding new applications, targeting new customers in existing markets, and reaching new markets. Company expects the exports to grow further in the current year. Apart from increasing the sale of made-up products, the company has also expanded its capacity to 30,000 metric tons per annum. The company continues to remain a market leader in the premier range of plastic furniture. The company's furniture range is sold on various e-commerce portals and retailers who are being serviced through company's network of 1,306 channel partners. The company has launched its own portal for showcasing to its consumers its wide range of premium products and made it available for them from the comforts of their homes. With economy opening up, the company plans to launch varieties of new models during 2022-23, which will help in overall growth in the current year. In industrial component division, the year was marked by huge supply chain issues at all its customers due to shortage of imported material because of shipping and logistic issues, non-availability of containers, shortage of semiconductors, etc. This led to typical scenario of high demand but no supply. Supply chain was also affected by rising commodity and fuel prices during the year. Business conditions have started improving and looking at positive demand scenario in various sectors of appliances like washing machines, air conditioners, coolers and refrigerators, segments where the company has good presence. The company invested in capacity expansion at various locations. This has started yielding results and will help the division going forward. In material handling division, company has shown good growth in essential commodities, retail industrial sector, fruits and vegetable segment, e-commerce, FMCG, fisheries, jumbo crates, dairy segment, and injection and rotomolded pellets and dustbins. The company is highly focused to constantly improve its product quality and the timely delivery of products to its customers. The division has been able to add many new customers all over the country and would strive to continue enlarge its customer base. In composite LPG cylinder division, repeated orders from existing as well as new customers stood testimony to the excellent quality of the current product offering. The company has successfully participated and received letter of intent for supply of 735,186 numbers of 10 kg capacity composite LPG cylinders valuing about rupees 170 crores from Indian Oil Corporation Limited, one of the leading government oil marketing companies. The volume of business is large, which surpasses the existing installed capacity. The company has taken effective steps to install a new plant on a war footing in the same premises to double the capacity, and the same is likely to be operational by November 2022, which will enable the company to make around 1 million numbers per year. In protective packaging division, business conditions were good and there was growth in all its application segments, its packaging, insulation and civil. It has also started doing good business in its consumer products, sports goods, yoga mats, and kids' puzzles and toys. Good growth is shown in export market as well. Buyers have reduced their dependency on China and exploring opportunities in India. The company expects good business for the division in the coming years. Performance packaging film, being part of intermediary to essential product category, has done well, particularly in dairy and oil industry. Continuous efforts to develop new products will help the division grow better and add more value-added products in its fold. Exports have shown positive growth and received good response from countries in Middle East, Africa, and Europe. Other markets are now being explored in parts of Europe and USA. With improved product mix and focus on increasing customer base, the company expects to achieve volume and value growth in this business in the current year. Most of the business segments are now showing improved demand prospects. The company continues with its investment plans vigorously. The company envisages good business growth opportunities in all its segments going forward as the impact of pandemic has ebbed and several initiatives are being taken by the government to put the country on higher growth path. This is brief and overall summary for the quarter and year ended under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now, I and my colleague Mr. P.C. Somani and Mr. R.J. Sabu are available to reply to your various queries raised by all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead. So just hold on, please. So we are able to hear you. So if we can proceed with your question now.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, can I go ahead?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So, sir, congratulations and very happy to see a great recovery from what we saw during October to December. A few questions from my side. Firstly, on the gross margins, if I just look at the net revenue reported minus the cost of goods sold, which is basically the cost of raw materials, it looks like the number are weaker on a quarter-on-quarter basis. You know, it's gone down to almost 28%. Any specific reason? I mean, did we have some inventory losses here? That is why the gross margin has gone down, or is purely because of the mix? That's my first question.
No. You are comparing with the last corresponding quarter, isn't it?
No, I'm comparing with a sequential quarter, October to December 2021, to the fourth quarter of fiscal 22.
Yeah, so ultimately the price of raw material, which is volatile, is making the impact. And of course, the product mix continues to remain changing. So otherwise, there is no reason.
Okay, so because the normalized levels, generally are about 34-35%. Obviously, PVC went up and hence we came down. But could you give some sense as in how should we look at this number going forward? Let's say next 6 months at least, based on assuming that the PVC resin prices remain flat as where they are currently.
The normalized level, I think if you look at year as a whole, then you can see whatever we have received this year would be on an average normalized level. If you have a quarter level, if you just compare the things as a year as a whole.
So that's
31%,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that should stay similar?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Secondly, sir, if you could just make us understand some color on how the demand side of the situation, both on the plumbing side as well as on the agriculture side, could help us understand what is happening on the ground and what. Could you give some sense on what to expect over the next 6 months, purely from a demand angle?
We believe the demand to be much higher compared to previous years. As I said, the various government schemes as well as the housing sector that all will grow. So there is a good prospect for growth in piping division. Apart from the new products which we'll be introducing and material available from different locations, also will add to the growth of the business.
Now the demand scenario is quite positive. The year has just started, but since we are continuing our local expansion in the greenfield projects, so we are quite optimistic on the overall scenario.
Moreover, the PVC prices are showing a downward trend. The lower PVC prices definitely gives boost to the demand, so which will be healthy, and we expect prices to remain in the range bound, which will help the market to grow.
And besides, Rahul, I may add here, like, we are also like increasing our presence in more tehsils, and like we are also increasing the number of retailers, so this also should give an impact. And like new products or new applications are also being developed. Like there is a plan for introduction of about 280 products in the year going in the current year. So this will support the existing growth actually.
Got it, sir. So basically we degrew on volume for pipes about 7% this year. Obviously the base is very low. Would you put a, you know, hard guess here that we should be like upwards of 20% on volume purely because the base is distorted for fiscal 23. Would you agree to that?
Overall, minimum, I think 15%.
Minimum
volume.
15%. We are very conservative in our approach.
And we expect minimum 15% volume growth.
That's for pipes, right, sir?
Piping division as a company also as a whole, we expect good growth. I mean, minimum of 15%.
Got it, sir. And lastly, could you throw some more color on the agricultural demand, what is really happening? Because, you know, last two seasons were very bad. I think we also get about, you know, one-third of our pipe business from agriculture. Anything on that, sir, please? That's my last question. Thank you.
Demand is now good because the demand, basically in November, demand was very badly affected. But since then, demand is reasonable. And we, last year, April, May, June also, because of pandemic, things were not good. But we expect actually demand to grow much better.
Good, sir. Thank you so much. And wish a very healthy recovery to Mr. M.P. Tapadia as well. Thank you. I'll come back in the chat.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudhir Jain from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to check the competitive, positioning. You typically give the number for the full year in terms of PVC consumption for the industry vis-a-vis Supreme. If you can give that number.
No, in fact, the All India data is still not available. It may take some more time.
Would you believe that you would have not degrown more than the industry?
I don't think so. We have not. We'll have to check. We'll get back to you.
Data are not ready yet. Not available.
We'll get back to you.
And similar data for CPVC?
CPVC, we have grown. The industry has also grown. The CPVC, there has been a growth. The industry also has grown, but I don't have ready figures for CPVC.
Sir, and what is the current differential between PVC and CPVC pricing?
It will be almost 35-40%. CPVC is higher by PVC.
If you can give the absolute prices for both currently.
This will be 150 rupees.
You see, ultimately it is a PVC piping
system. It keeps on fluctuating.
Pipe and fitting together.
Right.
The combination of system would make the difference. But from the PVC, CPVC is about 30-35% higher.
Right. So you are saying 150 and then 40% over that would be CPVC pricing currently.
Yeah, but the prices are so, see, it is all, I mean, what we talk on 1st April, price will be different. So the way the, so much of volatility and the trend, downward trend in the PVC prices, and also CPVC availability was an issue, but now there is no issue. China, there is more availability from China. That's why PVC is coming in the country from China. And Chinese business is slow, so there is good availability of raw material. Earlier, PVC as well as CPVC, both availability was also an issue. Because of logistics and overall shortages.
So, and you faced certain issues which you had alluded to in the last quarterly con call in CPVC. Have they been sorted out in terms of supply chain?
Yeah, it has been improved. Now we are getting improved supplies and proper volume has been tied up for this financial year for CPVC.
So,
it was surely affected last year because of non-available CPVC.
Your supplies are typically from which players? Kaneka, Sekisui?
Kaneka.
We get from Kaneka.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, you know, in terms of the pricing, you said PVC availability has improved. There could be slight moderation, further moderation in PVC resin price. What I wanted to check, A, how is the channel inventory? And B, does that also mean there would be impact on the primary sales from the company to the dealer distributor?
In our case, channel inventory does not remain a longer one. Yes, with the year end and the prices being moderate, there could be some inventory with the channel, but not only on the fast moving items. In general, you can say channel inventory is very normalized. And since the price have started softening, which will be made available to them also.
Yeah, so I was just coming to the next question, sir. We saw a 6 rupees decline or reduction in the PVC resin price. Has it already been passed on to the channel or only part of that is passed on?
This has been passed on to the channel and there is the prices should go down further or for whatever the indications available. So, that will boost the demand with the lower prices. The new bookings what you are getting is showing that landed price will be much lower than what it is today. But the material will come maybe in July or thereafter. So overall there is a softening attitude towards PVC prices.
And this is because of China as you mentioned.
Yeah, because of China. Mainly because of China.
Understood. And sir, if you could help us with the capacity as of March 22 and the utilization for FY22 for each of the segment, please.
For March 22, the capacity is close to 725,000 metric ton.
Okay.
The breakup of that is plastic piping about 525.
Okay.
Industrial product close to 80,000. Packaging
okay.
Products about 90,000 and consumer products about
30,000. Understood. And your utilization in terms of the likely capacity by March 23 for each of the segments, sir?
March 23, you see, our CapEx plan which is right now already crystallized and into place, we should somewhere reach about close to 800,000. And the major capacity should be in the plastic piping only.
Okay. Understood. And just last,
525 to 585, 590.
Okay. Understood. And just last question, sir. In terms of the value-added products, the definition is basically 17% plus margins, right?
Yes, EBITDA margin, yeah.
EBITDA margin, 17%. So if I look at FY 2021 fourth quarter, you know, we had a significant inventory gain. So part of the PVC products, pipe products also would be would have been classified as part of value-added products, right? Is that fair assumption?
No, principally, no. Because you see, ultimately, agri pipes, in spite of the inventory gain, they will not go to the higher value. Certain category are, which are there, which is not classified as a value-added product. So the agri pipes will not fall into that kind of this one.
Right. Okay. And just a clarification in terms of the agri mix, how much would that be for the fourth quarter or for the full year, sir?
Classified. No, these are the basically specifically, you can't really make it out which pipe is going for agri, which pipe going for plumbing. So.
I know, ballpark, like, is it upwards of 30%? Is it less than 20%? Any number, ballpark number, if you could help us, sir?
In terms of value, it could be around 25-30%.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much. I will come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team, and congrats on a good volume recovery. My first question is, you alluded to the fact that the inventory situation, raw material availability situation is improving, and also prices are likely to fall. Then what was the reason for this increase in inventory? As on the balance sheet date, we see almost a 500 crore increase in inventory.
Yeah, April to June is a peak season for most of our products, particularly the silpaulin and the plastic piping.
Right.
We have to gear up for that seasonal demand.
Okay. Okay. So, in anticipation of this strong demand, we built up on inventory. It's not just for safety reasons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, understood. Secondly, would it be possible to share how has been the performance on volumes for the cross-laminated films and the CPVC business in the fourth quarter?
Classified.
Classified, we don't share those data now.
Okay, but has there been a growth in CPVC or it's on a...
Yeah, I think Stephanie mentioned CPVC, we have grown definitely. Country has also grown, we also have grown.
Okay. In terms of free cash flow generation, if you look at for the full year, it has been sort of fairly negligible, led by a rise in working capital. So the 700 odd crore capex, which we are planning to sort of incur in FY23, are we also looking at funding the same to internal accruals, or will we resort to taking debt for this?
Whole capex will be funded from internal accruals.
Okay. So this weak cash flow generation is only transient in nature, right? It will come back.
Working capital, which has been deployed now, one is the increased price of the polymers.
Right.
And build up of the inventory for the peak season. So it will not a permanent deployment that way.
Okay.
It will get released in due course.
So maybe by September we should see significant improvement in cash generation.
In any case, our own generation will be sufficient to meet even the present requirement of the CapEx and working capital.
Okay. Understood. And lastly, in the press release, you mentioned increased focus on this non-tarpaulin product. Can you elaborate a bit on this?
There are various made-up products for different applications. So, whether the scooter cover or various product coverage, those are the made-up products, what we call. And for different applications, for different products, we are developing, and which is good demand for those.
Okay, okay, understood. Okay, thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So one clarification regarding CAPEX. You are guiding for 700 crores in FY23 and most of that is towards expansion in piping. Is this correct?
Piping as well as expansion in cylinder. As you mentioned,
there are various. The piping, of course, will be the major portion, but other than piping, also on various other divisions, product groups.
So, what could be the number of the capex that we should look in FY24? I mean, considering that 700 crore is in FY23, are we left to expand, you know, substantially in FY24 as well?
FY24, so not yet planned up that way. But it's our three greenfield projects, the Assam, Odisha, and Erode, Tamil Nadu.
And so, there will be, for the composite cylinder, there will be substantial from 50-60 crores for expansion of cylinder capacity, plus these three greenfield projects, and the various other ongoing projects or brownfield expansion of various capacities, then adding new product range, so various molds and different divisions that is required, protective packaging division also, plus including in terms of energy efficiency or solar energy. So all told, the 700 crores includes all mixed capex. Certainly, piping system will take the maximum.
Got it, sir. So my second question is regarding CPVC. Now, in the past few quarters, we have seen very good growth in your CPVC segment. Could you share an update as to how was the growth this quarter?
CPVC, we only can say we have grown.
We have grown well. I can say that.
Got it, sir. So, and lastly, would you be able to quantify the inventory loss that we could have incurred in piping system in Q4 because of the volatility in PVC?
Quantification has become very difficult. Even when the prices are rising also, you cannot pass on immediately. So, you see, last year, whatever we have quantified, it was not the inventory loss or inventory gain for the change of prices, but we could realize additional gain because the low-cost material was in hand. We already covered the material, imported material of the low cost. That's why that material could be used for production. But in running business, it's very difficult to quantify because prices move very week.
Got it, sir.
In the running, there is a gain, there is a loss, so it's very difficult to quantify. But last year, it was clear-cut inventory gain. And that's how the additional, which was shared earlier also, of around 180 or 200 crores, which company gained because of inventory.
And prices remained one way. Last year, after August, the price remained one way only. This year, it is roller coaster.
Got it, sir. And from 1st of April, what is the cumulative decline in PVC?
6 rupees.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand the recovery in the pipe volumes that you have seen in fourth quarter. Is it largely to do with agri coming back, which has been absent for some time, or is it like Nal Se Jal, those kind of mission kind of coming out? Some color that will be helpful, sir.
Yeah, I can only say that in the month of March, we have the highest dispatches in overall PVC piping system. Okay. Would like to avoid giving breakup, but the highest ever dispatches, this I can share for the month of March. Very robust demand and good growth in all the piping segment, whether it is CPVC, whether it is agri, whether it is plumbing, or all types of products in the piping division.
Got that. And sir, even with the, you know, typically we see when the PVC prices kind of correct, you see channel restocking happening. That is something you're not seeing in the month of April, and similar momentum is kind of continuing.
Sorry, can you repeat this?
In the month of April, we have seen about a 6 rupees per kg kind of a price drop in PVC.
Yes.
And typically there's a tendency for the channel to kind of be stock, right, when in an anticipation of lower PVC prices. but that is something that you're not seeing. I'm seeing the demand momentum continues to be robust in April as well, is what I was trying to understand.
Yeah, demand is reasonably good in the month of April also. And going forward, there is not much inventory in the channel. So there should be continuous buying in the system. Lower prices certainly will increase the demand. See, going in this, there could be certain losses, but that is that gets covered. It is a part of the business. But at the present, as the scenario, raw material prices, especially for PVC, would be low.
Got it. Got it.
Offers what you are getting for imports, so this is lower offer.
Okay, okay. And so the other thing is in the composite LPG cylinder part of the business, what will be the total overall capital employed and what can be the peak revenues out of that in maybe whenever you complete this expansion?
You see the expansion which is, you mentioned about 55 to 60 crore rupees, another capex, and the capacity being doubled. So once the full capacity is in place, it could be a revenue of about 200 to 250 crore per annum.
Oh, got it. And sir, the other thing is in the packaging segment, if we look at it, while your margins have kind of come back on a sequential basis, it's kind of swiftly recovered, but there seems to be an element of, lower growth. So is it because you took the price hikes and you could pass it on because of the increase in polymer prices, you had to face competition? Some color there will be helpful in the packaging part of the business.
In packaging, the prices, passing on of the prices takes some time. And as we said that volume degrowth, that affected. So overall margins were lower, but you certainly pass on the prices. But the lag is little longer this time. For different products, it is different. But ultimately, prices do get passed on.
Okay. And the endeavor is to get into those non-tarpaulin part of the segment to be able to cater to, since the price points have become a lot higher, you also want to have products at lower price points to be able to tackle competition or offset the impact of competition. Is that the thought process?
So, tarpaulin, certainly we would be there, but those who want good quality product, because there are so many new entrants and who are look-alike product, but by and large, nobody's quality matches to our quality. But because of the lower price, that's the resistance. So we can compete to a certain extent, but otherwise not be stay away from the participation for these low price products and try to develop more products which gives the proper value addition.
Got it. Got it. And sir, just one last clarification. You've mentioned the capex of almost about 259 odd crores. But when I glance through your cash flow statement, the purchase of property and plant and equipment is close to 469 crores.
Yes,
so,
yes.
What's the...
You see, look at the balance sheet, which I think you're not gone through it, but 258 crores is the actual addition, which has gone into production, or which has been capitalized. There is a CWIP of 156 crore rupees, based on 31st March 22. And there is a capital commitment orders already made of 280 crore rupees. So even for those orders, you have to make the payment, certain part of the payment is in advance. And
okay.
Last year, creditors of capital goods which were there, about 127 crore rupees,
they have been paid.
They have been paid off. And we have very nominal, we can say around 40 crore rupees of the creditors now. All put together is output
towards the capital. So, sir, just to understand, the total 700 crores that you have mentioned is the capex for FY23,
including,
broadly.
Including the 280 crore rupees,
which is carry over this year.
committed. Yes, I'm saying total cash outflow will be lesser, is my limited point.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so it's broadly 1,000 crores over the last 2 years. FY22 and 23 combined will be total cash outflow 1,000 crores.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, got that. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I request all the participants to restrict their questions to 2 per participant. We'll move on to the next participant. We have a question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So just one question from my end, from the plastic pipe business firstly. Last quarter also we had some amount of inventory losses. This quarter also you contributed, there are some inventory losses. What could be the incremental reason because of which we have seen quarter on quarter margins declining for this segment? Is it more of agri volumes, or would you like to highlight that the quantum of inventory losses in this particular quarter would be higher?
No, there won't be any inventory losses during this quarter as such. The reason of lower margin is because of the product mix. In October, December, the business was very weak for plastic piping. We have lost the volume, a lot of volume in the that quarter. And when the volume has recovered, so definitely volume recovery is there with the agri pipe system.
So despite the CPVC sales this quarter coming up, agri pipe sales being higher has led to, you know, margin fall.
Yes, you are right.
So that's the product mix change. Got it, sir. So secondly, I just wanted to check on the packaging segment. There too, again, you know, you are mentioning that you would be now focusing on the non-tarpaulin-based business. If we understand the tarpaulin-based business was the premium segment where the margin used to be upwards of, you know, more than 20-odd%. With non-tarpaulin business now being the focus, or where, you know, you launch product, what could be the margin trajectory of the business in the coming years? And any outlook on the volumes in this particular segment, how could we see the volume shaping up?
Volume is very low compared to tarpaulin product business. So it's only a direction which we are studying. Yeah, apart from tarpaulin, now we'll be focusing on the non-tarpaulin. To avoid the fierce competition or to have some less dependence on the tarpaulin itself. And going forward, still tarpaulin will be a major business in this segment.
Got it. But the trajectory of the margins of newer businesses would be lower than tarpaulin. Is the understanding correct there?
It will be better than tarpaulin.
It will be far better than tarpaulin.
Okay. Understood, sir. So thanks a lot, sir. And all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shailesh S. from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my questions are pertaining to Supreme Petrochem. Shall I go ahead?
Yes.
What will be the contribution of Russia in global polystyrene market supplies, and what is the Russian polystyrene exposed to global market? Can you give us some color? And also, do you expect, given the market tightening, this PS and the SM spread to remain at this elevated level, sir, for near to medium term?
Well, about the Russian thing, I may not be able to tell you, but overall, Supreme Petro was the best performance last year. And the volume, the growth in overall volume was 16.7%. Plants have also run the full capacity. The overall margins are also good. Company made the highest ever EBITDA. And on top of it, company also reduced the capital. I mean, they are the main highlights of Supreme Petro, that 10 rupees share, 6 rupees shares were returned, 6 rupees per share were returned to the shareholders. So there is a capital, equity capital reduced now to 37.6 crores of Supreme Petrochem.
Any idea of
Russia
impact?
Russia impact, I said, I will not be able to. But the Indian market is growing well. See, appliances are doing very well, especially the air conditioners, and there are good volume growth planned by various AC companies because of this PLI scheme which government has started, and all the air conditioner people have got registration in that. So Supreme Petrochem expects good business growth from refrigerator business. Otherwise also, because of the high logistic cost, the imported material was not cheaper. So Supreme Petrochem material was always in demand. In fact, demand was more than the supplies which could be catered to by the company.
Okay. That was useful, sir. In tonnage terms, we are almost doubling the capacity, including the ABS. By when do you think we can reach the full utilization level, sir? And what are all the key drivers? And also, sir, today the exports is zero. So how much you are targeting in next 2 to 3 years?
So exports are there, good demand. Exports will be there because domestic demand was more. So in the first quarter when domestic demand was less last year, that my exports were better. And then because the domestic demand was very robust and companies started giving material for the local consumption, the company is expanding the capacity in all their different products. The company has total capex plan of 1,270 crores starting from last year for next 3 years till 2025. Company is planning to come into mass ABS for 1.4 lakh tons and polystyrene capacity also. Effective capacity will be increased to 3 lakh tons. So this is the overall growth plan of Supreme Petrochem.
So one last question, sir. Can you please share full year product-wise volume, sir, for PS, EPS, 6PS, and SMMA in FY22 full year?
That will not be, and we will not share. These are classified information, and to be honest, that is not really available at present with me.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Lodaya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good uptake in overall volumes. My first question was on margins. So what should be the sustainable margins in plastic pipe division? Last year there was one-off gain and we recorded 20% kind of EBIT margin. Now going ahead, what one should expect?
With the present price, you see polymer prices make a role in the margins. So assuming the present prices remain the same level where they are, then about 15 to 15.5% should be the operating margin. Prices are already at elevated level that way.
Right, right. And sir, my second question was on overall volume decline. So last year you saw around 7% volume decline. If you can help us understand, is it more to do with agri demand being weak or non-agri also seeing a similar kind of decline?
Principally due to agri. April to June, first quarter last year was a washout from agri point of view.
And November also.
November.
For agri.
Okay. So is it fair to assume if we exclude agri, then we would have grown overall?
Yes.
And how are the demand trends for agri, sir? This year, do we expect to recover pre-COVID volumes of agri or it is still far-fetched?
No, we will definitely recover.
We will recover.
Okay. So sir, then 15% kind of volume growth guidance which you have given, it's just 5% above pre-COVID level. So then number doesn't add, sir. So, I mean, because on one side, non-agri is doing good, you know, volumes are going up. And agri, if you are able to recover pre-COVID also, then your volume growth should be much, much higher than what you would have achieved in, say, FY19,
FY20. FY20, we have achieved 300,000. FY19-20.
Correct.
We have achieved 300,000 metric tons plastic pipe. This year, we have achieved 274,000.
Correct. So, sir, 15% growth is just 315,000. So, if I compare with FY20, then it is just looking 5% higher.
Yes, so first let us achieve, because there is a minimum 15%. What we have given is the minimum we expect. And besides, there is a product mix change also, na? Because in the system we have that tanks business also, which is going to be growing on a bigger scale. It's a mix of the products also, which is.
Right. So these higher prices, you are seeing now agri demand coming up. So that is the key thing I just wanted to get a sense.
So it's just beginning of the year. Let's see how the quarter goes. When we talk in July, we'll be better placed.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of participants. So we will close the call at 5 o'clock. Reminder to participants to restrict their questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Naitik Mohata from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and a very good afternoon. Just a couple of questions on my side towards the cylinder business. So what is the kind of traction that we are seeing for this tender business? Are there any new tenders that are getting issued by OMCs or gas companies, or have you applied for it? Just in light on that.
Sorry? Traction on cylinder business.
Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, no, just like, can you just throw a light on traction on the LPG cylinder business?
Well, the cylinder business, as informed to you, Indian Oil Corporation has decided to launch, or they have already launched composite cylinders, and they are being sent to all over India. They have made a soft launch, but they will, once the reasonable volume reaches at all the places, then they will start campaigning, and they are very committed for using this. I would say the other companies are watching the performance of this. And my gut feel is that other companies also will have to come in composite cylinders. It's a question of time when they come, and that's why we are expanding our capacities. Even to meet IOC requirement alone, whatever they have projected, we need to have capacity for this.
Okay, thank you. And what are the kind of EBITDA margins that you see from this project?
It is a value-added product.
So somewhere around 15%?
It will be over...
Over and above 17%. That is our definition of value-added product.
Okay. And can this business in future turn from B2B towards B2C as well?
No, it cannot come. See, our customer have to be gas marketing people, especially for domestic use. You cannot sell to anybody. We don't have a gas bottling plant. We don't fill the gas. It's just a container for filling of the gas. So there are private bottlers also. They should also come. Few bottlers have started with small quantities, private bottlers in India. But mainly the oil marketing companies, there are three government companies, IOC, HPCL and BPCL. And out of these three, IOC enjoys 50% capacity and other two have 25% each of the total household domestic use LPG.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemang Kotaria from Anvil. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Congratulations on the volume recovery. So I just wanted to know on the absolute terms, operating profit per plastic piping. So that is around 30 rupees per kg. So how you will see that number being, suppose PVC price will remain at around this level. So what will the number look like for FY23? Because percentage margin is not actually proper way to access the company actually. So just wanted to have some light on the operating profit per kg or PBIT per kg for PVC piping.
Yeah, it depends upon the product mix. I think the same question was asked earlier also, and what we have given guidance, the overall number for the year, which is 30-31 rupees per kg, that should be maintained, and it can be improved depending upon the changing product mix.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, this was the last question. I now hand over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much
for your patience and
for your intelligent questions. And wish everyone that this current year is good for all of us. All these pandemics should be behind, and geopolitical situation hopefully should come to an end. This confusion of war should come to an end, so that Indian business should be on good growth path. And with the present dynamic leadership, we are very optimistic for good growth for Indian business, and including for our both companies.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.